If you lived in Florida, you could be voting for the president today. But here in New York, where turnout rates are among the lowest in the nation, voters still don't have basic reforms to make it easier to participate. As WNYC's Karen Rouse found, critics say the blame lies squarely with politics in Albany. It's the latest in our series Election Land, examining how our democracy works and sometimes doesn't.
We're going to that corner. That's the train station, Middle Avenue.
Nieves Padilla is walking swiftly through Bushwick, carrying stacks of blank voter registration forms in English and Spanish. She's a community organizer with the Brooklyn nonprofit Make the Road.
Sometimes people say that they don't believe in politicians because they never do nothing. We need to get out outside and get the people to vote because that's the only way that we can see changes.
Padilla points across Myrtle Avenue to a street improvement where locals are hanging out. Blacks, browns, whites, all enjoying the vibe of this cool Friday evening. 20 years ago, she says, the street was dangerous to cross.
Most of the people living here, it was us, black and Latinos. Nobody cared. So that's why we need to also get up and vote and say we also have a power.
Power. Who holds it and who doesn't is at the heart of any election. And progressives who want to expand that power to more people through voting say they're finding resistance from legislators who aren't willing to share. Brooklyn Assemblywoman Latrice Walker represents Brownsville. She says her fellow legislators like knowing who will show up at the polls.
It's the same people who've been voting all along. We know where they are. We show up to get them.
She says that's why legislators have been slow to pass laws that make it easier for more people to vote.
We're asking the people who benefit from the system that has become predictable for them to make it an unpredictable system which will allow for fairness, justice, and equality for the masses.
There are 13 million eligible voters in New York, but roughly 2 million are not registered. And those who are far less likely to turn out than voters in other states. Some advocates say the process is cumbersome. Getting forms from a county or state agency, or printing them out online, filling them out, mailing them in, or handing them in person on a deadline, then on election day, finding their way to a poll. There is one option to register online, through the Department of Motor Vehicles, but only if you already have a driver's license. In the last session, Walker proposed a bill for online voting, early voting, and automatic registration at different agencies.
Being able to register to vote at DMV, but also at agencies where many other people go, like NYCHA, like the Department of Social Services, like CUNY institutions.
Her bill has been shelved, just like other reform measures in both houses of the state legislature. However, Bill Lipton of New York's Working Families Party puts more blame on the Republican-controlled state Senate.
They have just consistently blocked these types of reforms.
This year, for instance, the state assembly passed a bill to allow New Yorkers to vote by absentee ballot without having to have an excuse, like they were out of town or they're disabled. It's sitting in the Senate Judiciary Committee. A bill that would allow voters to cast ballots 8 days before an election also cleared the assembly. It's sitting in the Senate Local Government Committee. 32 other states already allow for early voting. That's according to the Brennan Center for Justice. 5 provide for automatic registration at the DMV, and 3 are in line to let citizens register electronically at social service agencies. Senator Michael Gianaris, a Democrat from Queens, has a bill to automatically register New Yorkers anytime they interface with government, like when they apply for housing.
Why do we even have to make people jump through hoops? Participate in our democracy, people should just be automatically registered to vote.
He introduced the bill back in 2009 when he was in the state assembly, again as a senator in 2011 and in 2013 and in 2015. None got traction, not even in the democratically dominated assembly.
Members of the legislature have gotten elected under the current system, and there are some who don't want to see more people voting, to put it frankly.
Gianaris concedes that many of the unregistered are minorities, immigrants, and the poor, groups that tend to vote Democrat. One Republican legislator did offer a bill to make voter registration more accessible to citizens applying for hunting and fishing licenses, a nod to upstate Republicans. That bill never made it out of the assembly. WNYC reached out to Senate Republican leaders. Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan did not respond. Neither did Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco. Upstate Senator Fred Akshar, who heads the Senate Election Committee, also didn't respond. Jessica Wisniewski of Citizen Action New York is asking every state senator and candidate to state their position on laws to modernize voter registration. She says she hasn't heard from one single Republican.
It's the kind of thing in Albany which often happens with lots of issues is they avoid it, right? It's just never even part of the dialogue.
Peter Kaczynski is the Republican co-chair of the State Board of Elections and a former attorney for the State Senate Republicans. He says things aren't so bad.
You can go on the web right now. You can get a form. You can download a form. You can fill it out. You can send it in. There's currently abilities to use the technology.
But he says online voting is risky.
People trying to hack into statewide voter registration systems to manipulate them. So there's a risk, and you have to weigh that risk when you're doing this, that you don't want to give people an opportunity to perpetrate fraud.
Lipton of the Working Families Party says the push to make voting more accessible is an extension of the civil rights movement, and it faces many of the same obstacles.
We should see all this stuff in the context of poll taxes and literacy tests and property requirements.
And the front lines of that battle today are in poor communities like Bushwick.
Jose Lima. Y hay una accent sobre el E.
Jose Lima is an ice cream vendor, and he's filling out the Spanish language registration form on top of his cart. An organizer from Make the Road guides him through the questions, like whether Lima wants to be part of a political party.
Hay el Partido Demócrata, Republicano, Conservador, Verde.
Lima is 77. And became a citizen 6 months ago. It takes them about 15 minutes to complete his form. Organizers say it costs them about $15 to $20 in training and resources for each registration. They say the system could be simpler, and they need to put more pressure on state legislators. But that would take more citizens registering to vote. For WNYC, I'm Karen Rouse.